Most of the Midwest will not be experiencing any stormy weather for at least another 5 to 7 days. The majority of the region will benefit from this quieter weather pattern, allowing for the floodwaters that have occurred this past week to gradually recede across the middle Mississippi River Basin, the lower Missouri River Basin, and parts of the lower Ohio River Valley. The temperatures out there this morning are cool, but certainly not as cold as they can be at this time of the year. A lot of cloud covers present from the Mississippi River Valley eastward and down to the south through the Ohio River Basin area down into the southeastern states. Those clouds are keeping the temperatures up, and a lot of areas reporting temperatures this morning in the 20s, even close to 30 degrees, and that is kind of helping to set the stage for a little bit more pleasant day. We do expect to see the western portions of the Midwest continue to experience mostly clear conditions today, and temperatures out there are much cooler than they are in the eastern Midwest because of the fair skies overnight. Temperatures in parts of Iowa were in the positive and negative single digits overnight. Same was true for portions of Nebraska as well as some eastern South Dakota locations. And it looks like as we go through the afternoon today, we'll see a quick warm-up in those areas out there in the west as long as the sun comes out as expected. We will look for the afternoon temperatures through the heart of the Midwest today to run primarily in the range of 20s and 30s, except in the far northwest where teens are likely from central Iowa into the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin. The temperatures in this same region tomorrow will be in the 20s to around 30 degrees, and the rest of the Midwest will continue in the 20s and 30s. And then as we move into the heart of the weekend, it looks like only slight warming will take place. 20s and 30s will still prevail across the northern portions of the Midwest, while the lower areas will probably see 30s and some 40 degree readings starting to show up. The odds are fairly good that we'll see some beneficial warming take place across parts of the region during the early to middle part of next week as we get ready for the next sequence of small weather disturbances to start marching across the region. Our low temperatures at night are expected to run mostly in the teens and 20s in the northwest half of the Midwest, and the readings in the southeast are going to be mostly in the 20s with a few upper teens. This will be true through the weekend, and then we'll see warmer conditions during the early part of next week. If you're wondering what normal is for this time of the year, the normal temperatures in the afternoon should run in the 20s across the northern Midwest and 30s with a few lower 40s in the south. So we're not going to be that far off from normal here for a little while. Low temperatures at night should run in the positive and negative single digits in the northwesternmost parts of the Corn Belt. Otherwise, probably teens are fairly common across the region with a few single digits in the west central portions of the Midwest. Precipitation prospects for the region are not all that impressive for a while. We will continue to experience a few snow flurries and a few snow showers occurring every once in a while as disturbances pass across the Great Lakes region and parts of the upper Midwest, but we're not expecting to see any accumulating snow to occur except maybe downwind from the Great Lakes. And the first opportunity for that to change will hold off until we get out towards the middle part of next week. The first little disturbance, which will actually be a remnant of a storm that's supposed to hit California Sunday and Monday, will work its way into the plains as we go into Wednesday and Thursday of next week with some of that precipitation finally getting into a part of the Midwest. No major storms, though, will impact the region for quite a while yet. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.